had a record year, bringing in some 4,000 new immigrants from North America on 3 charter flights and some 600 from the UK. Another 100 newcomers are expected on Tuesday. Danny Oberman, vice president of Nefesh B'Nefesh, said that groups will continue to arrive throughout the rest of the year. He told reporter Idel Ross that market research shows that the North American immigration generates billions of dollars for the Israeli economy.
2010 will be another record year for Aliyah. Something I think we reached the highest numbers we have in over 30 years. Primarily from North America, over 4,500 all in this year, and around about 500-600 from the UK. People are coming either on the Nefesh B'Nefesh charter flights in cooperation with the Jewish Agency, or else we have blocks of seats, or else people are coming on their own. But the flow isn't stopping. The main numbers are arriving in July, August, the summer months. We've just completed last week our third charter flight for the summer. The second charter flight, the President of the State of Israel, Shimon Peres, came to greet the Olim. And this last flight, we had Minister of the Negev Galil, Sylvan Shalom, attend the arrival ceremony. So the recognition of the importance of a North American Aliyah is there. The support from the Israeli government and from the Jewish Agency is there, and we're seeing a very unprecedented levels of interest in Aliyah from North America.
So who's coming on Tuesday's flight?
On Tuesday's flight, we have a group of about 100, almost 100 people coming, and it's typically during the summer months, it's families that are making Aliyah, although one of our last flights, which the president greeted, we had a large number of singles who were joining the IDF that made Aliyah together. So it's families and it's physicians and accountants and the whole and lawyers and you know, people from marketing and finance backgrounds, the whole spectrum of people, both from the religious spectrum, is also very widely covered. People from the Orthodox, Reform, Conservative movements are all making Aliyah.
And to where do they relocate?
Generally to the center of the country, the strip of Jerusalem, Beit Shemesh, Ramat Beit Shemesh, Modi'in, Kfar Saba, Ra'anan, and Netanya. And the singles, majority of them are going to Tel Aviv. You know, the city that never sleeps.
That's not surprising. Do any of these families who come, or singles, specifically ask to be relocated in Judea and Samaria and the settlements?
Well, people typically don't ask us to be relocated. This is an American Aliyah. People are very well informed and make their own decisions. In fact, less than 3% of the Olim actually do move to Judea and Samaria. So it's a relatively small number. The majority, we have a very strong program, for example, of to encourage people to go to the Galil now, and this year we'll have over 300 people moving to the Galil, which is also unprecedented.
One would think that with the time that has elapsed, there would be less interest among government officials in coming and greeting the new immigrants.
Yes, but it's not only an idealistic motivation. We did a study, or Deloitte did a study about a year and a half ago, of the economic value of North American Olim to the Israeli economy, and it's billions of dollars. And we've bought 25,000 Olim since we started our operation in 2002. So there's a very clear economic benefit to the State of Israel to encourage North American Olim, and so that's part of the recognition of the government officials, in addition to the Zionist motivation, of course.
Danny Oberman is vice president of Nefesh B'Nefesh. Near Mivaseret Zion, firefighters have contained a brush fire that consumed some 300 dunams. No casualties were reported. 15 firefighting crews from both Beit Shemesh and Jerusalem and 3 light aircraft took part in the effort to indeed contain the blaze. The Weather Bureau says skies will be clear to partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, with no real change in temperatures expected through Tuesday. The